Hey, guys. Oh, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
And hey, welcome back to the Comedy Food Sports Podcast. We have a very special guest on the line.
Let me introduce literally my favorite comedian alive right now, Bill Burr. How are you, Bill?
Hey, what's going on?
The one and only Rich Eisen.
Sports is a lot safer than Christian Mingle.
Well, I wouldn't know about that. I'm a Jew.
Without further ado, the one and only best-selling author, popular radio show host, Jim Norton.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. What a rookie I am. You're listing things, I just interrupt.
You know, from The Man Show and Loveline, the godfather of podcasts himself, Adam Carolla.
Thanks for having me.
Very, very special guest. Used to be from Opie and Anthony, now from the Anthony Cumia Show. Anthony Cumia.
Look at that, what an intro. Jesus.
Yeah. Smooth as silk.
I thought I'd be on hold for the next segment while you talk to this wonderful person.
I was checking the specs on the end line for the rotary girder. I'm retarded.
Back again.
Yes.
Episode 87. Rob Gronkowski, Jordy Nelson,
any other white guys
we can name. It's a very white heavy number, I feel like.
Wasn't that one of the Sharp Brothers?
Yeah, they're both 84.
That's right.
Yeah,
we did discuss that.
Yeah.
Who was
did
it?
We? I did not
did
discuss
we?
That.
I was not part of that.
I can promise you, sir.
I was not part of that discussion. Who was it? Who else?
Todd Christensen. I'm telling
Robert
you.
Robert Brooks.
Freaking white people down
Robert
there.
Brooks. Man.
Albert Brooks?
Robert Brooks.
Oh.
The one who had, like, alopecia. He had no hair. He had no hair
again,
whatsoever.
He's got to be white.
He had no hair.
Yeah.
Remember Ed Begley Jr. had it under arrest development?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Like,
you look surprised. Oh, I'm sorry.
He took a while.
Ed Begley Jr. is probably one of the funniest people nobody talks about.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about him, but he's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything.
Especially when he has to play
Christopher Guest movies.
The Simpsons episode where he's trying to show the solar powered what the solar power can do. He's like, it can power this one spin
this
wheel,
single pin wheel. Yeah,
they're like, that's not impressive.
So we're back. We just recorded 30 minutes and got nothing out of it. Not quite.
It was
30,
only like, no, it was only like 12 minutes, so it wasn't too bad.
It felt like 30,
but it was really good. Oh, it feels like an eternity. You're not even smoking tonight, so it's not like time stretch thing.
Yeah. Before I forget to say anything, make sure you check out comedyfoodsports.com tomorrow. Shane's going to have, or today, I should say. When it comes out.
Oh, yeah, Thursday.
Shane's going to have his college thing going on, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, that's great. Is that like a regular Thursday thing we're looking for?
Must be, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So he can't make it with us tonight. He's doing shows at Helium tonight. And
he's actually a working comedian.
He's a working comedian. He's a comedian, period.
Yeah. Hey-oo.
Hey-yo. But check out his college thing. The ham salad sandwich eater guy is probably going to be involved. It's going to be funny.
Man.
Ham salad.
Because you look at every single food and you think that this had to occur to someone at some point. Like someone was like, this ham isn't good enough. I need to like.
Do you think it's literally
it
just mayonnaise and ham, though?
Oh, probably.
And it's probably that like.
Maybe
it's probably how it started.
It's that 99% water ham where like everything's basically. Yeah, it's just the gross stuff.
Just a little fat piece.
Another Arrested Development reference for the ladies. What's her name? Portia de Rose is just cooking the ham and water. That's when she takes over as like the house mom for the day. So Shane's not with us, but check out his thing. Also, we got Natasha Leggero with us this week. So,
fantastic. And what are we talking about with her?
She has a special. This is funny you should say that. She has a special this Saturday, 11 p.m. EST. On Comedy Central called Live at Bimbo's, hour-long special, really cool spot in San Francisco. It's actually like a really awesome club. It's very
Sex Pistols,
place.
Right?
Yeah, I probably made that up just to like make a point that it's a big deal. But yeah.
I know their last show was in San Francisco. I don't
was
know
it?
If Could it
have
was
been
at
Bimbo's.
That particular
I think
club.
She was saying that she's pretty sure one of Robin Williams' specials in the 70s was filmed at Bimbo's.
Would have been more
70s.
Impressive if he
like
hung himself there.
Whoop. Sorry.
If he hung himself there, I would have been more impressed.
What's up?
If he hung himself there, I would have been more impressed.
That's true. Yeah. Did he hang himself? Was that the final
Isn't that what he said?
Verdict? I thought it was just pills.
No, he was not going to go out that way. He's got to go out gangster. Hang himself. Whoop, 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 whoop.
I'm not sure, but World's Greatest Dad, did you see that? I watched it like a month before he killed himself, so it was a whole different movie then than it would be now.
Yeah. Oh, is that the first time you saw it?
That was the first
time
I seen
it.
Oh, wow, yeah,
it.
Yeah,
like,
that's
right
an
before.
Amazing movie.
It's incredible. It's yeah, Bob, you were talking
that's
about
right,
Bobcat,
I first got turned on to Bobcat, actually, was that movie. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, really
I mean, besides
movie.
Police Academy.
Well, that's not a good
character. Let's not discount him throwing like bananas across the grocery store. Like, we're just going to mess up this grocery store for no reason. We're not going to, like, rob it or anything. We're just going to mess it up. Watch out.
Isn't that such a weird character, though? Think about all those guys from the 80s. There was him. There was Emo Phillips.
Yeah, yep.
There were a lot of dudes who just had this
Emo
weird
is still
character.
Emo, by the way. Like, Bobcat became, like, just Bobcat. But Emo is still, like, Emo Phillips. That's
he still does
thing.
The act,
I mean, he's rarely ever off, though. Like, Bobcat's always off now.
Yeah, he's just turned that shit off now. Didn't he marry? Who did he marry?
Nikki Cox.
Nikki Cox, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And now it's Jay Moore's wife. They have a kid together.
Is it really?
Huh. Yeah, that was the whole thing. I think I talked about it last week at one point.
So.
Anyway.
We talk about it every week.
Yeah, yeah.
It's our Jay Moore, Nikki Cox.
She was in
Nikki
that
Cox Moore.
She was in that terrible knockoff of Married with Children with the fucking puppet.
And
you
know what? The voice of the puppet was?
Bobcat,
Martin
Mull?
Bobcat Coldplay,
yeah,
you're right.
That's why they,
I know.
That must have been where they met.
I had to go with Martin Mull because he was the voice of the cat in Name It. Name It, you know it exists.
Totally untrue. Yes. Because that was Nick Bakay.
Nick Bakay.
Aristocats.
Same thing.
Martin Mull
was in it, though, right?
Yeah. I've never seen an episode.
How were they
of
both
that?
In the same show? And it wasn't the greatest show ever.
By the way, it has all of my favorite people in it.
Was
Caroline
Joan Hart,
Ray,
too?
Caroline Wright was really funny back in the day, right?
Yeah. Back in the day.
When you talk about lady comedians, right?
Okay.
I don't know. Really,
right? I thought so.
Really funny, but she was funny.
Yeah. Okay.
She had the funny joke where she says she likes to use her Spanish when she talks to Mexican people, like, because she knows like one sentence, and she says, "Un chocolate es muy popular en los Estados Unidos."
I know.
That was her one great joke.
No Spanish.
It was so like her own one. Yeah, no, it was like a loaded lineup. I mean, Melissa Joan Hart was obviously the key to everything.
She
the
is.
The glue that
she
stuck it all together.
Clarissa.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait,
yeah,
what show was that?
Not a bad person.
Clarissa Knows All or something. Like, she was like
a
witch.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah,
Sabrina
right.
The Teenage Witch.
There you go.
It was
all the same.
Yeah, Martin Mull was all over that.
Yeah,
he's
but
my
that
favorite
was a,
person.
That was an ABC Friday 9 o'clock show. There's no way that was going to be funny.
And Nick Bakay was like the lazy cat comment every once in a while. He was just like, always seemed like he was half falling asleep while he's making a comment. like he had better things to do, but he wanted to chime in anyway.
Never seen a minute of that show. Like I said, it's all my favorite.
I never had cable. So, I mean, for like a long long period of time, I shouldn't say I never had cable. I had cable growing up, but like when I was in my 20s, I didn't have cable.
We lived in a cable house.
I'm not bragging, but I had the Comedy Channel before it was Comedy Central. Channel 11, no big deal.
We had Ha.
Yeah.
We had the other one.
Ha was terrible.
And they became one and the same. They became Comedy
they
Central.
Did.
They merged.
I think Ha
Thanks
was
Viacom.
The one that had short attention span theater. Was that
Yeah.
And that was launched Jon Stewart's career.
Yeah. And Brian Regan. Well, Brian Regan did the 2 minute thing, which is the equivalent of that.
Oh, yeah. The
that
the 2 minute. It was like 2 minutes of stand up for a bunch of different
everything.
Everybody
was that.
Came and said the same masturbation joke, and nobody ever said anything about it. It was so weird. It was like pre internet where you call people out for things, I mean. But they would say the same thing, like about don't masturbate or you go blind. I'm over here. But like everybody told that joke.
Yeah.
Even like Dom Herrera type people.
And they would
like,
line them right up. They'd
Have
all
and you'd
those
be like,
clips.
You know, you just played like four in a row that said the
and
same
now,
exact thing.
You get caught for telling jokes like the fat Jew did.
Fat Jewish.
Boom.
I like fat Jewish better. It just seems more like less aggressive.
Well, that's
like
great
I feel
thing,
like
man.
I'm saying something bad about fat Jew. I feel like I'm being anti-Semitic.
I know. You should stop it with Jewish. All this stuff about fat people.
I don't. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Goddamn fat people. They have feelings too.
It's just fat shaming, pretty much.
Yeah.
Right? It's all body shaming. Shaming.
Yeah. I don't know how you body shame. You are. You are. Yeah. Who
cares? I don't know what we're talking about. I thought we were just talking about fat Jew.
Fat Jew.
Oh yeah, but why point out that he's fat? I don't.
No, he doesn't tell. Yeah,
that's his thing.
Yeah, but everybody's just jumping on board.
Yeah, but
I'm just saying
like,
that people
it's
are
like the chick who calls herself
like
Fat
Amy.
That's his Instagram.
Yeah, it's his name.
Handle. That's all people
that's
know.
Like that chick
I
Fat
don't
Amy.
Think people know his real name.
Yeah, she calls herself Fat Amy. The one from that stupid singing show movie.
Oh, yeah,
with the
yeah,
cups.
Yeah. the British lady who everybody thought was going to be the next big thing.
She's Australian. She is the next big thing. Oh, yeah.
That's what I said.
This was totally an exercise in looking in the mirror because you guys like totally thought I was being serious with that and you kind of went with it.
Well, I was just kind of like, I thought we were just going to talk about how he stole jokes.
I was trying to say don't make fun of him because he's fat. Yeah. Make fun of him because he's a Jew.
Yeah, I realized that. I was just like, you know.
I wasn't taking the bait.
People don't have feelings.
I wasn't taking the
They eat their feelings.
The anti-Semitic bait race.
Has no one brought that up, though? Like, nobody's, like, brought up that angle, like, okay, they don't know anything about it. Yeah, everybody's like, why is everybody calling this guy a Jew?
Everybody hates him, period.
Everybody's hacky joke is the thing I'm pissed off the most about is he didn't steal my jokes. That's, like, everybody's hacky joke. Like,
really?
Kurt Metzger, who I love and is great on social media, but even he threw that on out there.
Yeah, that's a pretty...
The thing is, he stole jokes from 10-year-old kids and shit. Like, it was like, oh, I woke up this morning and the one was like, I had a salad last night for dinner. It was mostly croutons and tomatoes. It was actually one large crouton with tomatoes all over it. It was pizza. It was actually pizza. I'm like, that's a fucking high school kid's joke. Like that is the mindset of a high school kid.
What's crazy is like every once in a while I would find one that like, because they've, you know, there's like lists of everywhere of all the ones he stole. Yeah. And I'd be like, oh, that one was funny.
Yeah,
like,
there's people, the
dress up as a lion one, white people would be upset thing. It's such
had
a great
he
joke.
Given the credit to the people, he could have still been. I mean, it's Tosh.0. That's all it is. Except for he was just stealing their jokes and putting it online.
And you know how easy it is? You just kind of like
go through people's
retweet.
Feeds. Yep.
That's all you have to do.
Instead, he was rewriting them as his own jokes. And it's like, dude, someone's going to fucking catch on that their jokes are all over the internet from you. Like,
well, Patton Oswalt, the god of all things comedy, apparently.
Yeah.
He said no.
He's the Pope of comedy.
Yeah, he's 100% the Pope of comedy.
He really is.
For no reason at all.
Yeah, he really is. Like, he was live tweeting the Trump thing, and that was retweeted like 50 million times, and it wasn't even funny.
He keeps using popular songs and throw aggregate into it because that's what he's doing. He's an aggregator. And he'll just use that, and that's his thing.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I love him, though.
He's got that, like, Louis C.K. thing. He can't do anything wrong.
Yeah, he can't do anything wrong
right now.
He
can just say
stuff,
and he's good to go.
It's
him now? Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's been like that for a while. It's mostly social media type stuff. But
yeah.
But when he gets political, it's like, oh, you won't believe the brilliance he did today, where he pretended to be a conservative for an entire day, and you're like, no, not brilliance at all.
Yeah.
Stephen Colbert did that for like 12 years.
Stephen Colbert made a whole career out of that.
He's hilarious doing it, by the way.
Stephen Colbert made a whole career out of that. Yeah. I don't know if you know that.
He's ridiculously funny.
And no one can take him seriously as he is. That's the thing.
Know.
He built up that character
much. He's starting up in Letterman like in a month or something like that.
The one episode I saw was right after his mom had died, and he completely broke character and talked about his mom. I was like, oh, wow. It's completely it was actually heartfelt, but and then he went right back into it after.
Well, he won the Emmy this past year for best like variety late night show or whatever. It was the first one he won like as like this one where he basically beat out the Daily Show. Pretty much won it every year before that. But he talked about how horrible of a character. Like he's like, I play this horrible, horrible character. And it was like the first time he really, truly said like
a character. Yeah,
I'm like playing a character, and he was like, I'm winning an award for it.
And people would address him as if it was real. Like when they went on for conversation with him, they would address him as if
it was
like,
it was the best of both worlds because the repubtards would be on board because they're like, I agree with everything he's saying.
Yeah, exactly.
And the libtards would love it because he's such a parody of what like the O'Reillys.
And that's why
it
worked because the Republicans didn't realize they were the fucking joke, and then the liberals were like,
I don't think a single Republican watched that. I don't know. Is that just like
every
scene?
No, they did. They did, but I think like a lot of them caught on to it sooner or later.
Yeah,
like,
after a while, they're like, wait a minute. You're making fun of us.
That quick. I don't
Nobody's
think...
that dumb.
Have you ever been to a Republican rally?
Well, no, I knew people that watched it and knew it was a spoof, but also like completely agreed
with what he's saying.
Like an Archie Bunker thing where it was like it almost gave a voice to the racist because it was just hey, he's on TV.
They don't care that he's like super liberal and he's like a registered socialist and everything like that.
Another Simpsons reference. I don't know if you remember the one where Marge broke her foot and Lisa had to take over the house. And they were downstairs. Bart and Homer are downstairs watching Archie Bunker at like 11 o'clock at night, and she can't sleep. And on the TV, all you hear is, psh, And he's like, geez, you hit it really hard that time, aren't you? And it's like, he's like, oh, she'll get another one. It's like, and you can tell it's like pure violence. It's like, Jesus Christ.
That was like the one where he smoked weed and he was like downstairs laughing at Lucy getting hit.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
Like, he hit her again.
He hit her again. He hit her again. Those are the best ones. Because it's like, it's so true, but it's like, no one ever talks about it. It's just pure abuse on
simpler
TV.
Simpler times, right?
You know? Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Beat your wife.
Hey, why don't we take a break just to save this one to make sure like everything's at least like preserved a little bit.
Exactly.
And then we'll do the Natasha Leggero interview right after this break. And she is in town this weekend.
The takeover.
I thought you were doing it.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I don't know the dates. I don't know what today
is. Thursday, Friday, Saturday at Helium Comedy. Go to heliumcomedy.com/Philadelphia.
What month
Check
is
out,
it?
What's it?
August. August. Right?
August, yeah. It's like 21st, 22nd, 23rd, something like that. She'll sell them out anyway. It's not really that big of a deal, but check out.
It's not going to be us to push her over the.
Well, we might get that, you know, extra six people on Thursday. Yeah.
That's our slogan. We sell the last five tickets.
We sell your last
7 get big bonuses on Thursdays and Sundays, though. If they, like, sell them out, they get, like, really big bonuses.
Oh, yeah.
That's why Jay Moore always does Sundays, because if he can sell it out, he gets, like, a stupid bonus, like more than he would get for the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Anyway, so check her out this Saturday, 11 p.m. Eastern on Comedy Central. It's called Live at Bimbo's.
Seeing her at Helium.
Yeah, or as she said, go see her at Helium and then watch the special afterwards. But she'll be here
good, yeah.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
She's thought it through. That's great.
Exactly. Or look for her at art museums around the city. She's a big museum buff. I remember that from the last conversation we had. She was like, that's right. And I was like, yeah.
Oh, she'll repeat guest.
Yeah, oh yeah, she remembered. That was the best part
like
about it.
Yeah, from like episode 4.
Oh, that was way back in the day. Yeah.
We
yeah.
still have it up too, because she's like a decent sized name. So we've kept up one of the classics.
Just to boost the stats.
The classic. Yeah.
No, I got a lot of downloads for sure.
Have we had any other repeat guests?
Where's that? Yeah, we've had.
Can we have the hacky
Dan
joke?
Soder was a repeat guest. Oddly enough. I mean, if we're counting people, sorry. Yeah. No offense to Dan, we love you.
Can we have a hacky joke of how she makes us keep it up? No.
No.
That won't even make the final cut.
All right. Yeah. Sweet.
Timestamp.
Exactly.
I didn't know that was coming.
Who's the other repeater?
God damn it.
Shit, we had another
It doesn't matter because we all talk too much to cut anything out. Exactly. Whenever I try to edit something, it's always just like, oh, anyway. Okay, well, now we're going to break.
Right. You don't hear it anyway. You don't hear it anyway.
There were a couple edits from last week where I was like, oh, all right, there it is.
They were terrible. I know.
But now, if you were just listening randomly, you would not be. Like, if you're like on the treadmill or whatever. Because that's what everybody does.
Listen to us on the treadmill.
So Jay Moore always references some guy in Long Island's on the treadmill right now listening to this. Like he always does it. It's like, no, not really. Anyway, we're going to take a break. Natasha Leggero this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at heliumcomedy.com/Philadelphia. Her special Live at Bimbo's, 11 p.m. EST on Comedy Central. And we'll see you on the other side.
Trouble, double, double. Trouble, to come, Rosie, tell me to come. So she didn't have a daughter, she did have a son. She said the lift doesn't work, run up the stairs and come. And if it don't come quick, you're not gonna know that son. So I grab a bunch of rose and I started to run. Here I come, here I come. 2 months later, she said, come and get your son. Cause I don't want your baby to come tie me down. Now because you are old and I am young. Yes, while I'm young, yes, I wanna have some fun. Run me down. Shouldly waddle diddly woodly diddly whoa. Swing. I'm broad. I'm broad. I'm broader than Broadway. Yes, I'm broad. I'm broad. I'm broader than Broadway.
Welcome back to the Comedy Food Sports Podcast. We have a very special guest on the line. She's actually been a guest before. One of my favorite comedians out there, period. A really funny, funny comedian. She's going to be here in Philadelphia at Helium Comedy Club. Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. She's also got a show on Comedy Central, another period. She's also got a special coming up this Saturday at 11 p.m. called Live at Bimbo's, and we're going to get into all that stuff, but I want to introduce her first because she's one of the funniest actresses and comedians out there, period. Natasha Leggero's on the line. How are you?
Hello!
How's it going today?
Great to be here.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you could make it on again. We're excited to have you, and I know Philadelphia is excited to have you too. So I want to get into the special right out of the gate just to make sure everybody knows when and kind of what they should expect. So it's called Live at Bimbo's, and it's this Saturday at 11 p.m. Eastern on Comedy Central?
Yes.
Awesome. And what's the kind of the story behind it as far as, you know, like what can people expect from the actual special?
I mean, there's a lot happening. I do begin with crumping, so that's something to take note of. I did have a small crumping injury, but I'm better now. And it was really fun. I do rap at the beginning, so there's a video. I mean, definitely just watch that.
Yeah.
Stand up, I'd love for you to watch too.
Now I have a dumb question, just because.
I recorded it at this place called Bimbo's, which is in San Francisco, and San Francisco is one of my favorite cities. So yeah. It's this old supper club, and I just thought it had like the right vibe.
Oh, that's awesome! Very cool. They normally do shows there. Or was that like because this first I've
they actually usually heard. Do like rock shows.
Okay.
I mean, I think like Robin Williams did a special there, maybe in the '70s, if he's from San Francisco, but it's kind of like a rock show venue. It's pretty hip.
No, that's awesome. That sounds really cool. So make sure everybody checks it out this Saturday, 11 p.m. Eastern on Comedy Central. It's called Live at Bimbo's. We'll have a link to it on the site, too.
But come to my show in Philly and then go check it out.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. Everybody wins.
Some crossover. I mean, you can only see the crumping on TV.
Right, exactly. They'll have seen
you. That's hard to do live.
They'll have seen your show first anyway, so it's perfect.
Right.
Cool. So what's going on? Is another period? I've been keeping up with it. Is it still going like into a full season, or how's that working out?
Well, the finale is next week, and we just got picked up for a second season, so
awesome.
We're going to start writing, you know, in the next week or so. And, everyone's really excited. I'm hoping that, you know, I know that the cast wants to come back, so we're hoping to, you know, write some, it's always fun when you can write for specific people, you know, like writing for Christina Hendricks and Michael Ian Black and, David Wayne. So, you know, it makes it more fun.
Yeah. The characters were all like tens and on that show, I thought they were like all absolutely perfect for, and the concept of the show is brilliant. So that's on Tuesdays at 10:30, right, on Comedy Central?
Yes, you can also get it on Amazon and Hulu and iTunes because there's only one episode left.
That's great. Yeah, no, and the only reason I didn't know where it was in the season is because I'm married to two kids, so I like literally marathon watch everything whenever I get a chance, so I'm like five episodes behind, but...
Don't blame your children!
Oh, I blame them for everything. I mean, such a big...
I know, that's actually one of the main reasons I think I want to have a child. I could just, like, get out of so much stuff.
Oh, every time I'm late, it's their fault. Like, literally every time I'm late. Awesome. So,
Well, the men are more involved now, so I get it.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. So, are you just doing a lot of touring right now, or what's kind of going on with you for the next, month or two?
Well, actually, I'm glad I get to do Philly, but I have to cancel some of my other tour because, we're going to start the writer's room now for another period for season two, and it happens right away, so we're going to have to, just start it next week. So I'm going to do this Philly show, and then I'm pretty much done with touring for a little bit.
Gotcha. Okay, well, at least it's for a good reason, you know, like that's... much better to
I'm gonna try to do some of the dates, but it's just hard because we start working like full time.
Yeah I'm sure that's a long hours on those days,
but I love Philadelphia. I mean, I've only been there a couple times, and I find it so cool and unique and historical. I love like old cities, so I'm really excited to come.
Yeah it's a really unique place, and it's cool because where Helium is, it's pretty close to everything that you kind of want to see. I know you're saying you went to some of the museums last year. There's some really cool things going on from...
Go to some great museums. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I don't know why that sticks out. I think it's because you told me that the reason... one of the reasons why Philly's a good city, or what you can, your consideration for a good city is that they have a good modern art museum or something like that, and that always stuck with me because it's such a true statement. I grew up in
for Philadelphia, yes.
Yeah, there's some.
You grew up where, in Buffalo?
No, Rochester. Same thing, though. I mean, it's basically the same thing. Rochester, New York. So, and I'm sure they have a modern art museum, but it's one of those cities that doesn't totally count.
Right, exactly.
great. So
I only play in cities that count.
There you go.
And my next tour, I'm only going to be playing in cities that have absolutely no abortion restrictions.
That's funny. Pennsylvania's a weird state, so I don't know if Philly will count because it's the rest of it's so like it's like the South. The rest of the state, it's a really odd thing, but. Anyway, it really is. It's like the weirdest thing. You get like an hour outside of the city, and then you're all of a sudden like in Alabama. It's the oddest thing. But anyway,
it's crazy. It has to stop.
Oh, I totally agree. I it's one of those. Even in upstate New York, you get away from some of the cities, and you're like you're in New York State, but it's like you really. It's so weird. Anyway, I want to make sure I get my plugs in before we run out of time here. So Thursday night, one show, Friday night, two shows, Saturday night, two shows. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Awesome. So, and make sure you check out her special after you go see her this weekend. On the 22nd, live at Bimbo's, 11 o'clock Eastern on Comedy Central. And then go to helium.com for helium.com/Philadelphia for all the shows this weekend. And we'll have this posted up in the morning, so it should be up plenty of time for to plug it and all that good stuff. Thanks so much for calling and stuff like that. It's been fun, and hopefully the next time you're around, like a year and a half from now or so, we'll have you on again.
Okay, awesome, and come by and say hi if you come to the show.
Yeah, if I'm around, I definitely will. I'm going to use my kids as an excuse if I don't, though.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Boy, hola.
Hola. Only Rasta can liberate the people. Over hills and valleys too. Don't let them fool you. Don't believe for a minute that they are with you. Jah free the people.
We need everything right now. We need it all.
Thank you, Natasha Leggero. You were great and hilarious. And I made you laugh once. I forgot what it was about.
Once.
I did. I got a good laugh out of her at one point. I forgot what it was.
When I edited it.
Oh, she said something about I was blaming my kids for something. And she was like, don't blame your kids. And then we went on this whole like tangent of like, that's the only reason I had kids was so I could blame something on somebody. And then we talked. She said, make sure you come out to one of my shows and we'll hang out afterwards or something like that. And I was like, I'll try to make it out. Otherwise I'll blame it on my kid or whatever. And I got a chuckle. Anyway, from another period star.
For those of you who just listened to
that,
the interview beforehand, you can confirm that story.
Yeah, I mean, most people are like, during the interview process.
A recap of 3 minutes ago.
I feel like people are hit or miss on listening to the actual interview.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think
everybody listens like I do. That's my opinion, which means they're kind of like half listening, and they never listen to the interview. I mean, mostly because I did the interview and I know what's going on. So fast forward that 15 seconds forward button on the iPhone. I just hit that over and over again. It's the equivalent of what I do at the beginning of Mark Maron's podcast. If I ever listen,
I have a droid.
It's like fast forward for 15 minutes, and then I'm like, okay, the interview started.
I just stopped listening. It just got to be too much.
After Obama,
and we don't push anything, not even Decibel One, which it was the winner of the best New Zealand.
Best New Zealand Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir,
which is where like Pinot Noirs are known to be out of.
Oh, too, totally. So. They basically call it Pinot Noir Island.
Pinot Noir Island.
I've never heard that. I've never referenced that, but...
They were going to call the Lord of the Rings the Lord of the Pinot
Lord
Noir.
Lord of the Pinot Noir
was
Land.
They decided people would get too confused. Yeah. Though,
so. And they were like, well, we're not really supposed to be in New Zealand. We're supposed to be in Middle Earth or some stupid shit.
What are we doing?
What are we doing in Pinot Noir Land?
There's a car in the background in some scene, by the way. There's a car in the background in some scene in Lord of the Rings.
There's only 9 hours of film, so...
I never watched it.
It's like the movie Gladiator. There's a guy in jeans.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's a guy in jeans, and he's like,
Russell Crowe's beating the shit out of him for
no reason. He's like
just drunk off the
he's
set.
Like a blacksmith, and he's like, oh, yeah. But the thing is, like, they're supposed to pan, I guess, high on him.
Oh, yeah,
and he's
yeah.
doing the blacksmith work with this, like, sheepskin on, but he's got jeans on, so it's like, eh.
Huh.
What are you gonna do?
What's a blacksmith do again?
Shoes.
Just wanted to see if we were going to say anything racist or if we were going to keep it alone.
It's true. I was just looking at you. Okay, I don't know where you're going.
He builds black men's penises.
Like, cobblers do shoes. I know that. That's about as far as I get with those type of things.
I thought you were going like a whole like
I think cobblers
that
did
Jewish thing. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. I thought cobblers did pies.
You know, is that Will? Are we calling Will a blacksmith? Sorry.
So the comedian in Las Vegas. All right, okay. So it was open mic, and the guy is there doing the open mic.
Yeah, yep.
And while he's doing the open mic, he refuses to give up the microphone. So the host is trying to get it from him. He's annoyed. Apparently, this guy does this shit all the time.
Yeah.
So the dude gets angry. He pushes the host. The host tells him, "You touch me again, it's going to be a problem." So the guy gets pissed, comes charging back at him like perfect Karate Kid form, like walking straight at him. Dude just fucking kicks him right in the chest.
Yeah.
And he crumbles to the ground. Like, he just crumbles down. And everyone's like, "That wasn't right." And the guy with the video is like, "That's actually funny. That's actually the funniest thing he's done." he's on the ground. He's like, "Oh." He's laying there. They're like, "Somebody call 911. But it's such a shame because you know half those dudes who do the open mic stuff, they want to do that so many times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because
there's always that one weird fucking dude who shows up who's never funny.
Ruins everything.
But wants 9 minutes of time.
If I was there, I would have been like, "What happens in Vegas?" Right? Come on, people.
Am I right, people?
You two were just there, and you were supposed to remind me to tell the story, but...
Oh, yes.
Flying W.
Sorry. Flying W.
Yes. Oh, it's a real Flying W
story.
It really is,
yes. I was there, I think it was last week, possibly the week prior, for karaoke.
Okay. Wasn't that what was
that
going
was
on
open
tonight?
That was open mic we were at. Totally different thing.
Yeah.
And karaoke. If you recall, karaoke is just like a track.
It's the Fat Jewish.
There's just one person singing along to Fat Jewish music, sure. Not a lot of people there.
Yeah.
But there was one retarded guy who sang song after song.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it was Elvis.
That was a real thing.
And here's like it was a real thing. Yeah. And after each time, everybody, like, raucous applause.
Of course, yeah.
Now, where are the limits of, like, social responsibility for, like...
Exactly.
Like, do I have to sit there and politely listen all night?
I
expressed the fact that, like, maybe I wasn't enjoying this and
I
we should
like
leave.
Three songs.
And I felt like I was...
Eventually,
why am I the one who's like in the wrong here?
Come on, people. Eventually,
he's going to be on American Idol and get ripped by Simon Cowell. That's what happens to all those people. My mom said I was great.
He'll make a career like William Hung. She bang.
I'm saying even socially, like, you feel weird. It's not even like calling it like...
It's another good Arrested Development reference, by the way. He was on Cheers.
Oh, yeah, he was.
He's a Judge Reinhold.
Now, I'm going to sound terrible for saying this, but there's a girl... Yeah, it's coming out. There's a girl on my son's swim team who had Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to the Special Olympics, and she won 3 gold medals.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I actually asked my son, "Could you beat her? And if not... you should not be swimming anymore." I feel bad for that.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
But he is a boy, and he is not Down syndrome-y. Yeah. Is that the...
Downy, like the...
Yeah, like the fact. Yeah. I'm sure that's where it came from. So, not to take away her thunder, she did a great job with Special Olympics. She rose to the occasion in her competition. Yeah. I feel as though my son... needs to step up his abilities.
I want to say jokes so bad. Oh, I'd hold it back.
I'm sure the black swimmer is not helping. the black swimming doesn't help. But
I was totally the Down syndrome side.
Go for it. Yeah.
She rose the occasion. Oh my god.
So that's my question. That's all I want. That was. as a father, where does my disappointment lie? You know, is it in the fact that I've raised this swimmer who can't compete with someone?
I don't even know what to say. I was still laughing at my, like, you know, Downy, like the fabric softener.
I
thought that was a really good reference. I don't know why. We're just cracking each other up.
Oh, my God.
We're not even cracking each other up. We're just cracking ourselves up. Jesus Christ.
She rose on, like, the left side of her face.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus, so happy.
I couldn't tell if she was smiling or not, but
oh,
still.
Oh, God. My stomach hurts now.
Oh, man. So neither the segment we lost or the one that we kept, did we talk about Jared?
No, we have not.
We have not talked 14. About Jared.
Not the age, 14.
14 women, young women.
Oh, yeah. Really? I know nothing about the story after. Like, so what exactly came out?
He basically tried to fuck a lot of them.
Explain the news to Jay.
The
last story I heard was that he had something going on with like a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
And was trying
the FBI, there's a big FBI thing going on, investigation going on, all that good stuff. But it was all like, yeah, this could be bullshit. This could be like,
that's
know,
where
like,
I left it.
Yeah,
I thought the story was over. It's just like, you know,
right.
It happens.
It happens, right. It's legal in Indiana, right? So he's working out a plea deal and most of the details are out, but he's, like 14 minors. Yeah. He's banged. On the side.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the problem is, like, the one was
and
16.
He's had child porn. Like, he's like.
And he tried to make the 16-year-old in, like, Iowa, where it was legal, consensual, that he tried to convince her to whore herself out on Craigslist for, like, $500 bucks.
That's the last story I heard.
That's where
it's like, okay,
started,
people make mistakes. But
so he's doing like,
yeah, you don't make that many mistakes. You don't make that kind of mistake.
I thought you were going to say have her move to another state where it's not legal, where 16 isn't the consensual, like where it goes back up to 18. I want this to be illegal, all right? Come on, let's get it straight. So he's going to do like 5 to 12 years.
Wow.
That's 5 to 10.
And like Brian Moses, the comedian, said, should it be 6 to 12 for comedic continuity? Should not be 5 to 12. It's not as funny that way. I assumed he was going to do something, but I didn't know. I mean, it makes sense, but I did not know he's going to do that much time. Like, with that much money
so
and those type of lawyers.
Well, with that much money, the thing is, with that much money, Subway, you know, they vetted that shit all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
So they probably knew this when they were at his door. Subway already knew at that point, like, we need to end this.
Right.
So.
And apparently it's a pretty, like, decent plea deal. Like, it's going to work out for 5 years in jail, essentially. That's going to be
it. That's what it is. Imagine what it wouldn't be if he didn't, like,
14
he wasn't
kids?
Like a millionaire.
Right?
Yeah. 14 kids?
Right.
Oh, he'd be Roman Polanski, and he'd just go to a non-extradition country.
Jay likes Roman. That's that.
Oh, I love Roman Polanski,
So
separate the art from the
Cosby.
Ass rapist.
I'll go with Cosby then. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'll go with Cosby on that one then. Because he's gonna run, too, I think.
Yeah,
Cosby will be wearing a beret next year.
You think?
Wee. Damn right, I would. Yeah. I'm not standing around for that.
He hasn't yet, though. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not standing around for that shit.
It's been a year, right? It's been a year.
Please tell me that Cosby does not have a private jet. I mean, let's be real. That dude has a jet right there. There's one dude sitting in the cockpit waiting for the call. Like, just the Cosby call. Like, damn, I got to go to a country I don't really want to go to. Probably Syria. Some shit like that. Somewhere where Cosby still liked.
Do you think the plane's all painted up?
You put the bomb
like,
into the button and it goes blah, blah, bang.
He'd go moving with Snowden in Russia, right?
He could.
Big Ed.
They could be the new Odd Couple.
Great sitcom.
It's a good sitcom.
Would. Snowden and Cosby.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm your new dad. I love Cosby.
Yeah. That's the Jared news. Did we talk about Fat Jewish yet or no?
No, we really didn't specify too much about him stealing
jokes. So there's this whole like string of jokes that he stole and people
it's like thousands,
obscene the amount
like
they had like a top 50 list.
There's different comedians who've come up with top 50 lists. Like I've seen like three or four at least top 20 lists that have different jokes on, and they're all dated from like 2008 all the way up to now. Like, pretty much from MySpace up till now.
I am all squirmy on the inside. Just thinking about, like, doing that and getting caught.
Right.
That's just like the...
Here's the worst.
I can't even imagine the embarrassment.
Like, here's the worst
Central
part.
Stage.
Yeah,
right.
That's the thing.
That's
the worst part about it because it really didn't come to the forefront until he was signed with this major company, and then had a book deal ready. He was going to have his Comedy Central deal ready.
Right.
Can you imagine
modeling? Not even joking.
Really?
He's got a model. They haven't dropped him yet either.
Christ.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. Like a pretty big contract for
Can you imagine his dad, like, or mom, like, getting that call day for, Mom, I just got a huge contract. Moisha, we're going to have money. Moisha going to. And then all of a sudden, you get a call.
Aspen, come on.
That's the word
you It's a great Swedish metal band, by the way. They do some prog metal. They're solid.
And then the next day, you get a phone call that your son is all over the fucking internet as a hack. Like, that's got to be terrible.
Hey,
Moisha.
Yeah. Exactly. Next thing you know, you're flying from New York to Israel, and you won't sit next to women because you're Hasidic Jews. Have you heard about
that?
Is
he modeling the payas? Oh, now it's a flight you can't.
Yeah, yeah. Although there's constant flight delays from New York to Israel because the Hasidics will get on there and they're not allowed to sit next to women, so they're just like. Walk around until like somebody just is like, what the fuck are you doing type thing?
They
and
can't
it causes
work,
huge delays.
If they know about it, they can't work it out. Like when you're at the kiosk, like checking in, they can't be
there's
like
just too many of them.
Put
usually.
Me in Hasidic seating.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Hasidic seating.
Is that business class or is that?
It all depends.
It's like, oh yeah. I mean, according to that, like eye you have there, they're like above comedic. They're above first class.
Right.
Top secret world controlling class. Anyway,
get Illuminati class.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll finish up. We'll do some like NFL predictions or something like that.
Yeah, we have to draft soon, huh?
Dude,
yeah.
I don't even know. See, this is why I hate preseason because everyone's going down.
Mm-hmm. That's why I made September 6th. So
yeah,
it's like
it's right after all
no
the rosters are finalized.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is the weekend at Labor Day, but nobody does anything for Labor Day. Get over
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't do anything Labor Day. No. I can't stand Labor Day. So fucking hacky to go anywhere.
You know what I do the week and before Labor Day is
masturbate
I go to
jar.
The Philadelphia Podcast Festival.
Nice.
Where we will be Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Nice plug.
4 p.m. Tattooed Moms.
The 30th.
August 30th.
August
30th. Yeah, yeah.
Nice
prime time 4 p.m. slot. So.
And what are we pushing for? Who are we looking at?
I don't
get?
Know yet.
Yeah.
Shane will be there.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
We might have somebody else. I don't know. I don't even know if we're going to have anybody looking audience members. So, yeah, that Harry guy maybe from Helium, but we'll see.
It's always fun. Around. And then, like, I remember Ronnie from last year, but we had,
yeah.
we had
Alex
three
Perlman,
comedians
Chris
on,
Kotcha.
Alex
Perlman, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Chris Kotcha. And Alex, yeah.
Yeah, Chris had a story about doing an MTV show with
yeah.
Ronnie.
Exactly.
That was
yeah.
great.
That was great. I mean, it's
yeah,
like Philly's a small place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, Philly's a tiny fucking place.
Two people have done anything in the same room together and they
yeah.
know each other.
Maybe we'll get the Bird Text guys. What do they call themselves now? Iron something? Anyway, we'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about more stuff. Yeah. Julie, your girl Julie.
Oh,
Julie
Klausner
yeah,
and
yeah.
Brian, not Billy Eichner.
Yeah, yeah.
From Billy on the Street.
Yeah,
I have a feeling you wouldn't like him, but
he's a little much.
A Hulu show.
Yeah, no, he calms down certain shows. Like it's the whole Steve Harvey thing.
He's too calm on this show. That was my one thing about
yeah,
the show.
I was
surprised that he doesn't play the Billy Eichner.
He's
character.
Supposed to be straight.
Yeah,
on
he's
the
on
show,
another
right?
show.
I mean, like literally straight, right? Isn't he on the show or no?
No,
he's gay.
He
on the
dates
show?
Gentlemen on the show.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
but.
Right.
He plays it much more. He's not like the, not 30 Rock. What show was he on? Oh, my God. Parks and Recreation. When he was
yeah,
on that, he
yeah,
was totally
yeah.
over the top.
Yeah,
but,
right.
you know,
Billy
on the Street.
The street
that was
right.
his whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Did he, did they do the joke, the Tosh joke? I heard it's really funny where they start asking, like, they're like, oh, we love comedy. We've seen these, you know, do you watch Daniel Tosh or something like that? And they just give him, like, 10 seconds of silence. They
yeah.
don't, like, say a word. Supposedly, that's a really funny scene. Was it good?
Well, you know that it's like you go places, you try to relate to people, you talk about things that
yeah,
you're
yeah.
interested in, and they have that kind of like surface level thing, like you know, black guys who only know like Journey,
Earthquake,
yeah,
right. We're talking about
that,
right?
My mom said that I was going to eat stuff and I got diabetes.
I get him and Bruce mixed
they're
up.
They're the same
that
person. It's the same
totally
person.
Right.
It's the same person, just
yeah,
different
yeah,
suit.
Right, exactly.
My mom said
Bruce
this.
Looks like a lot like Funches, by the way.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
I think they might be the same person, too.
It might be,
I'm starting
yeah.
to think that there's one big black dude who just goes around with different haircuts.
I like it.
And he's winning. He's
you gotta,
beating
you
me.
Gotta jump in
I got to do something,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
I got to find it.
His name is Earthquake.
Yeah.
Slash
Bruce slash
yeah.
Funches.
Slash Funches. I need Nick Kroll. You're listening. I need my
yeah.
Need our moment.
I need my moment. Yeah, I need you.
We need to be on Ocean side.
So that whole thing's coming. The booking of the century.
Yeah, yeah.
The entire Nick Kroll story. And I noticed that she was talking to someone else on Twitter now that I'm like in the full like cyber stalking thing. Who also has a story about it.
No way. Wow.
I feel like people are finding each other. Like we're going to be the final piece of the puzzle to like put them all together and like, okay, this is the whole.
We should have all in a conference call together.
Oh, the 9/11 truthers of Nick Kroll.
We should fly them all up for the podcast festival.
Nope, yeah. By the way, those Oath Keepers in Ferguson. Do we talk about this?
Oh, briefly. Now,
they were just there to protect Alex Jones. That's the short version of it. That's literally all they were there
for. I knew they were.
Well, they were
Alex
saying
Jones?
That, but they, then there was online that they were going to arm black people.
Yeah, yeah.
And then people were up in arms about that shit too. It's media shit. Like either way, they're spinning it how they want to spin it. It doesn't matter. The whole shit
is dumb.
Why do
you have to be ironed
for
a protest?
How do you spin that? I don't understand the positive spin of a white dude showing up
with
guns.
Well, they're not. That's the thing. They're spinning it negatively to the black community by saying these white dudes showed up just to protect a white reporter. Uh-huh. And then they're spinning it negatively for, you know, the white American who's angry about this whole thing that, oh, these white guys are going to show up and give these black people guns when they're already angry anyway. Why would they do that kind of thing?
Okay.
They're not really saying exactly why or what these people are doing. They're just playing it to whoever
were they
to.
A pre-existing thing? Because you know they're from an Alex Jones thing.
Yep.
So, like, there were always these Oath Keepers.
They're the same ones who are doing the stuff out front of the recruiting offices for the military now after that dude went and shot it up. It's like militias, the crazy fucking militia people.
He's a crazy concept. Alex Jones doesn't go to Ferguson, right? Crazy concept. Like, why the fuck?
I don't know Ferguson has now been like the home of racial this like super duper racial forthcoming. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, Ferguson, Missouri, you don't really want it to be there because there's some shit obviously going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe move it to a major city, somewhere where you're not going to get shot by cops and or your own citizens.
God. All those arrests, too, man.
Yeah.
I was following that on Twitter. It's like, it's amazing, like, seeing, like, people get arrested, like, have it just happen. And
hear about
all the bullshit
that
happens around it, you know.
Right.
And you see the cops come back, like the police department was like, you know, they weren't arrested. And they're like, okay, well, we were handcuffed for 12 hours.
Exactly.
You were detained.
Pardon my imprecise
you were detained.
Language.
Yeah. Well, that's the way you put it there. Exactly. You're detained, and that's what it is. Yeah. If you're an agitator of a crowd, they detain you so that everything disperses, and then, all right, you're free to go. You didn't charge anything. Sure they didn't.
Yeah.
But we detained you for your 12 hours that we're allowed to.
Because you live in a free country. And you're
exactly.
Allowed to, you're allowed to speak your voice.
There's no police state here.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, it's dumb shit, man.
People shouldn't fear the government. The government should fear their people.
Yeah, right.
They really should.
V for Vendetta. Such a great movie, by the way. It really is phenomenal.
It's a graphic novel. I don't know if you knew
that. I did.
It's a graphic novel.
And the stupid Wachowski brothers did
That's right.
Yeah.
Who did the graphic novel?
Who did it? Who wrote that one?
You see, he claims.
No. Because
I don't know this shit.
I don't do graphic novels usually, but it might have been. Was it Miller who did that one?
Was it Frank Miller? Okay,
I'm sure it was.
I knew
Miller
it was one
did.
Of the guys who's.
Yeah,
names
it has
I know.
To be Miller. It has to be because Miller did
Sin City.
Yeah, and the other guys. The he did The Losers and.
I don't think it was the Sin City guy. I'm almost positive of that, and I don't even know that stuff. I'll look it up.
Yeah.
But you guys keep
Frank
talking.
Miller,
Frank Miller. He did Sin City. Frank Miller did do Sin City because he.
No.
So it wasn't him who did.
I don't think it was the same guy.
But
that microphone.
Yeah, Frank Miller is one of the most. He's the one who kind of changed the game with the graphic novels because
he
takes the story that's already there and then fucking makes you think more. He's the one actually who wrote the first Batman where Robin got killed.
Oh right,
very fucking dark.
A lot of those guys kind of like do they. Is it kind of like a system where they come up through DC or Marvel and kind of do...
Not
do
those guys. Those
there?
Guys yeah.
Written
are,
by Alan Moore, illustrated by David
Alan Moore.
Lloyd.
Okay, Alan Moore. And Alan Moore did Losers,
which was
too,
Alan
right?
Moore? Wait, which was Alan Moore? What did you
just say?
Vendetta.
Vendetta. Okay, yeah.
He wrote Alan Moore.
Did
wrote
he
it.
Write Losers, too?
Killing me. Sorry. Hold on a sec.
But
keep
Frank
going.
Miller was definitely
keep talking.
Sin City.
Frank Miller was Sin City, yeah, because he does the symbolism with the whole red... versus the black and white. He does that in the actual graphic novels, too. Like red is the only color he'll use throughout the graphic novel. But, yeah, there's a lot of them who come up writing some of the stories, but not as much. They do it independently for the, like, they'll do a series for Marvel and a series for DC.
Alan Moore, yeah.
Yeah, he's
a magician.
Yeah.
Don't act like you're not surprised.
But then when they really want to revamp the series, they give them a graphic novel and then like a 12-story arc.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like stunt casting where you bring in a guy just to call attention to
Poseidon,
it. All right,
Poseidon was doing for Deadpool.
He did Watchmen.
Watchmen. And The Losers, too, right?
Batman, The Killing Joke.
Yep, that's it. Killing Joke. That's the one.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that one. Yep. Yeah.
So, yeah, I knew.
I've read like 3 graphic novels, and that was
Superman, Whatever Happened to the Man of Tomorrow.
He also
I see Lost Girls. I don't see Losers, actually.
Okay.
But
I thought
Lost
was
Girls,
one.
That's one where it's like a lesbian pornographic period piece, right? It was.
I never read that one either.
Wendy from Peter Pan.
Oh.
It was Alice from Alice in Wonderland. And it was one other woman, but they were all like from Victorian era stories, and it was set in the Victorian era, and they were all like talking about their adventures. Yeah, that was like one of them.
I always thought Peter Pan was for dead kids, like they said.
For dead kids?
Well, the Lost Boys were all dead kids. Like, that's why they were lost. They were in like purgatory. They're not for dead kids. Okay. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right. Not for dead kids, because that would have been a terrible audience to write for. You're really shooting set the bar low for that one.
I thought he said deaf kids too. I was totally lost in the whole thing, man.
Dead kids. It's dead kids. Well, deaf kids, yeah, they read.
It wasn't even directed by the Wachowskis. They just produced it.
Which one?
The Vendetta.
Yeah, I thought it was directed
James
by them.
Something and directed it. Yeah.
And by the way, they're not brothers anymore.
Remember the 5th of November. Why? Because it's my birthday.
They're not brothers anymore, by the way.
They're not. Yeah, because one of them is a girl now or something like that.
One went all Caitlyn Jenner on them.
Yeah.
They both went to my college.
Did they?
Little hippie school. Yeah.
Yeah, and you still haven't seen The Matrix. Wow.
I have not.
You're a disappointment to Bard.
I am.
You're a disappointment. Do they have like an annual Wachowski Brothers film festival there?
Film festival.
Yeah, like you come there and you just dress as a fucking character.
All sorts of weird people went there. Like Adrian Grenier from
there's a weird
Entourage.
Entourage even was better in my class, and they don't have like Entourage festivals.
Well,
even better poll. Melissa Joan Hart from Sabrina Teen Witch movie or whatever.
Yeah.
Or show. She did a movie with Adrian Grenier where he was the boy heartthrob Britney Spears.
Right.
Totally. It was one of those
Drive Me Crazy, right?
Drive Me Crazy.
That's where the song came from.
Freddie Prinze.
Drive Me Crazy.
Error, where the terrible fucking movies came out. All the high school kids who had
10
problems.
10 Things I Hate About You. I think that was the best one of those.
Because it had Heath Ledger.
It had my girl, and it had Larry Miller.
Pie Face.
Heath Ledger. Larry Miller was in a lot of those movies. Kevin Pollak, too. Kevin Pollak was the dad.
Oh, yeah.
Funniest fucking.
And the other one. The most
funniest fucking
meme
I saw last week.
Can't Hardly Wait. Which one's Can't? No, no.
He wasn't in that one.
She's All That. She's All That.
Oh,
she
yeah.
Can't Hardly Wait was the one with, what's his name?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Seth Green.
I love that movie, even though it has Seth Green in it. That's
that
one
character
exception.
Sucked, by the way.
Funniest fucking meme I saw last week, by
the
way.
That was the funniest part.
The funniest meme I saw last week was, remember that movie Save the Last Dance?
Yeah.
With, I forget the girl's name, Julie Stiles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. With the random black dude they were trying to make popular.
Yeah.
It's like, no, he's not going to do it.
So they had someone put that up.
How much Julia Stiles you cram in there? He's not going to make it.
Someone put on the meme. It was like funny that Ronda Rousey's the best fighter in the world now, when 12 years ago she was just a white girl trying to learn how to dance. And she looks exactly like her. I was like, oh, that's so fucked up. But
I did like her comment, Ronda Rousey's comment about somebody said that she had the body of a man, and she said, sorry, my body's not made for fucking millionaires. Such a great comment.
Yeah, I do like her, but I dislike her too. It's the same. It's the fucking Dana White thing, I think.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's
I'd respect her a lot more if she was an independent fighter, because she wouldn't be putting in front to say so much if she wasn't. But
yeah, no, she just wants to do her thing. And
well, she has.
She's
yeah, she wants to fight, and he's putting her out because he's got no
that's
one else.
The WWE.
Yeah,
extent,
it is.
That's, except they're really fighting.
That's exactly what it is. Well, the worst part about it is there's actually WWE fighters who fought in.
Yeah,
UFC.
Brock.
He was a fucking beast, dude. Yeah, man. Like, he's all legitimately a good fighter.
So here's the topic. Okay, this is gonna get us to the end. All right, so Dana White.
Yeah.
Don King. Vince McMahon.
Don King.
No.
Right from top to bottom.
Vince Don McMahon. King, number
no, one.
Vince
McMahon, number
one. Call.
Vince McMahon, number one.
What are we talking about? For what, though?
Just like, you know.
The marketing?
Vince McMahon from like a money standpoint. Yeah. It's not even a close call.
No, I'm talking
choose
marketing.
Your categories. I'm just saying there's similar people that we can compare and
they're
contrast.
They're the same person. They're the same person, okay. Except for Vince McMahon set the bar for how you do the circus sideshow.
Yeah.
But everybody loves Dana White. I haven't heard like one bad thing about him.
No. There's a lot. There's a lot of fighters who don't like him. Yeah, there's a lot of
fighters, maybe. Yeah.
Because he screws them over so bad, and they know how much money that Yuffa, whatever the name of the company, is making.
Uh-huh.
And he's fucking the fighters over, and he's making you fight, you know, four or five
times.
So
they're starting to turn on him.
Yeah, well, not only that, like their poster boy, John Bones, is fucking going through all the shit, and you're nowhere to be found to help him out. But then as soon as he gets through shit, you strip him of his title. But as soon as he breaks up the whole, you know, the robbery in the park, you want to tout that, and you're talking about that at the press conference and everything else. So it's like, you can't have one and not the other. Like, Vince McMahon fights his own fighters. I mean, that dude just goes in the ring and hits people with chairs.
Right.
Like, that's the shit I'm talking about. That's respectful. Yeah, I mean, like, if he wants to raise ratings, Vince McMahon goes and he does a fucking SummerSlam. And he's in there getting hit with spikes and shit.
Yeah.
Dana White's not getting in there with Ronda Rousey at all. Like, that's going to send some ratings through the roof if Dana White gets in the ring with him.
You just upped my estimation of Vince McMahon, like, 80-fold. That's the angle.
Not only that, he pimps his own kids to get in the ring. He makes his kids get beat up in the fucking ring.
Like, plus the XFL. I mean, let's not forget about the greatest football league ever.
He's better than Donald Trump to me. Like, he can do no wrong in his own mind. Like, that's why I love him, because...
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go, because Trump had his USFL team.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Vince McMahon has his own league.
His own league.
His own league.
And then made shit up.
For like a game and a half, but he still had his own league.
But it got an NBC deal. Like, that's what's crazy.
Yeah.
And he gave the...
Wasn't Opie and Anthony involved with that?
They did the pregame show. It was the most terrible thing.
How perfect is that?
And he let them have nicknames.
It sums up like 2000, 2001.
Well, that's the thing, too. Like, if you say to somebody, remember, he hate me? Everyone knows what you're talking about. And it was only on TV for 1 week.
Yeah.
Right.
Everyone knows.
I love
that
the cameras would come flying in after a tackle.
It's like terrible camera work.
And they would totally try to set up fights between people.
No,
you really got to fight this guy. Seriously.
Yeah, it was like on
the
sideline.
Like there's some beef going on.
You could jump out of the...
curves that you date cheerleaders, too.
Yeah.
That was the other thing. That was one of their things. It was encouraged that you date the cheerleaders.
Yeah, it was okay to date the cheerleaders.
The players.
I'm surprised they didn't jump out of the stands and like fucking suplex people. Like,
yes. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it Vince McMahon is hands down. Don King was just a con man.
That's why he's number one. But anyway,
see, he's the smartest of them as far as milking his fighters.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
okay. I mean,
he's
well,
the scum of the earth.
Well,
I would
I do have to go to Vince McMahon because for his 30th birthday, he gave The Rock his name.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's fucking pimp. Like, you literally own all these people's names. Like, they can't even say their own name in public without you getting paid off.
Yeah.
So,
that's the best story I've ever heard.
He gave him
his
name for his 30th birthday.
Yeah. But just to have the ability to do that to another grown man.
A grown-ass man. Like, I own your name. Like, you can't even use your fucking name. That you've been walking around as
a guy who could
fucking... That's straight up Kunta Kinte.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Like, that is as
and a guy who could just, like, break your face in, like,
one
second, too.
Triple H and The Rock come together, and they're begging him for his name. Like, really?
Oh, my God.
These dudes are, like, six times your size, and then you're like, I'm going to give you your name. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Oh, yes.
We so happy. We's proud to be The Rock again.
But all right, so we will wrap things up on wrestling talk. Wrestling talk, as always.
It's wrestling.
So we'll see you guys next week.
It's wrestling.
It's wrestling.
It's
we'll have Shane back next week, and then after that, August 30th at Tattooed Moms in Philadelphia at 4 p.m., we'll be doing a live podcast. I don't know who's going to be with us.
Oh, man.
But it'll be funsies.
We're doing two in a week.
And we'll see you soon.
From the Stardust Perfect Listen to Yucca. We'll be right back.
interstellar shortwave. Pick it up all over the place. Interstellar shortwave. Take you to another space. Excuse me. Fingers.